Please stop begging. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Cue the evening news.
About half as many Americans are getting their first shot now than were just a few weeks ago. And experts worry herd immunity may now be out of reach.
Not easy being an expert, always having to worry about something. But it's all that data we keep getting about who is and who is not getting vaccinated.
I've been saying this a long time, but I really believe this is not a Democrat or a Republican issue.
But it's portrayed that way by data gurus who take the 2020 election map and they overlay the 2021 vaccine map. And what do they see? That the areas with the lowest vaccination rates seem to have voted for Trump, which makes it look political, which compels Biden to keep saying it's not political, which, coming from a politician, makes it look even more political. The trouble with this kind of data is that correlations are useless until you figure out why. For example, if you overlay the election map with a map of tofu lovers, you'd find that most are Democrats. Republicans won't touch the stuff. Does this mean tofu is political? Will we have to start begging Republicans to please eat more tofu for their own good? So, rather than shovel out data, suppose we just ask people and hear their actual reasons. That's what CBS's Mola Lenghi did.
80% of people who are trying to decide whether to get vaccinated say they prefer to discuss it with their doctor first. New York is the latest of a few states nationwide supplying primary care physicians with vaccines.
I decided to come over here, you know, get vaccinated because this is the only thing there is right now.
So if not for your doctor, do you think you'd be getting the vaccine?
No.
So maybe it's not political. Despite the data maps, maybe it's because some people would rather hear it from their doctors instead of from their mayor or their governor or even their president. And maybe they feel a little more comfortable getting their shot in a doctor's office instead of at a ballpark. So let's go with that. And by the way, Lynn Cheney is lucky she wasn't caught eating tofu. She'd have been out long ago.